This is Bonnie in Southern Washington County, New York State. Thank you for the interview today, Wednesday, regarding the violent weather. Please begin, though, to round out these discussions by including the effects of military weather manipulation programs, geoengineering such as solar radiation management, and HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which is proud of its capacity to produce storms and earthquakes and to generally weaponize our atmosphere. We need much more discussion of this in public forums.
Hello, my name is George Giannone. I've always had an issue about fracking ruining aquifers or water supplies. Who would be responsible for that? There doesn't seem to be anything ever mentioned about the fact that if you come in and wind up polluting the water, does the fracking company have to supply water to that town for the rest of their life?
Hi, my name is Callie Olson of New York, and my comment has to do with jobs and energy. We do a lot of talking around the subject, but it seems to me that it's clear that the wrong direction that we're taking in terms of toxic energy, meaning fracking and nuclear and the whole nine yards, fossil fuels and coal, it's all based on money, and that clearly another path would provide so much relief for people looking for work and would build the economy. Are alternative energies, and they're sustainable. I think it would be a good thing to call hydrofracking chem fracking and call it what it is.
Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York. Just wanted to make a comment on the case of the Adirondack Park Agency ruling that they can create this huge resort complex and how it's going to be great for the economy up there and whatever. And all I can think of is the cause of the Adirondack Park when Teddy Roosevelt said, you know, this is like an area that needs to be preserved because it was all but decimated back in the late 1800s with all the logging that went on and everything else. So now it seems like sprawl is going to take the place of logging.
This is Chad in North Canaan. I think record-breaking obstructionism from the Republicans is evidence that there's a little bit of racism. So my concern is that when Hillary Clinton, if she becomes president, we are going to see just as much obstructionism from the Republicans.
My name is Diane Crane. I live in Greenfield, Massachusetts. I'm tired of hearing the single parent whine. Women, what are they thinking? I see drug addicts, their significant others, they're pregnant again. If you can't care for yourself, why do you want to have a baby? Why isn't logic never tried? I don't understand. If you can't care for yourself, you can't have babies.
This is Lois Wolf from Lake Luzerne, New York, and I just listened to Herb London, who has made my blood boil before, but now he has attacked my own church, the Presbyterian Church in the USA, as secular humanist. I take great offense at this. The Presbyterian Church is a Christian church. We believe in Jesus Christ. We are not secular humanists.
Paul Rehm calling from Greenville, New York, and wondering if it seemed ironic to anyone else that Herb London's commentary on Israel was broadcast on the 9th of July. On the day WAMC listeners heard Mr. London's words of praise for the Israeli government and his less than kind words describing the intelligence of those who choose boycotts, divestments, and sanctions to oppose that government's practices, the United Nations was marking the 10th anniversary of the finding by the International Court of Justice that the root of Israel's apartheid wall was in violation of international law.
This is Fred Lowell from Rome, Massachusetts. The reason the U.S. is employing spies against the Germans, because the Germans have been playing footsies under the table with the Russians and the Chinese, supplying both with military equipment, high technology equipment, and training. Diesel engines for the Chinese submarines, training and military knowledge to the Russians.